Hello and welcome to the EVIT website. I'm here today with Thomas Brendel at the Working Group for E-Learning at LMU Medical School in Munich in Germany. Now, Thomas, you're involved in a podcasting project here at the university. This is derived from a recent study on the effectiveness of podcasting. So can you tell me about that, please?
Yeah, sure, I can. We did a study about effectiveness of podcasting 2 years ago, where we provided half of the lectures that we provide in internal medicine as podcasts that the students could download and watch on the internet. And afterwards, we looked at the exam scores they had and which podcasts and lectures they visited or used, and therefore correlated these two things to see if podcasting has a real effect on the learning of the students.
And did it?
It did, actually. We saw that the students who used podcasts mainly were quite as good as the students who only attended the lectures. And the students who used both methods, who attended the lectures and then tried to get the podcast afterwards, they even scored better.
Right, so there's a real value to these. Can you tell us what type of content these podcasts cover?
Well, they cover basically everything about internal medicine. We have like 52 lectures in the whole semester, and each one covers one basic principle of internal medicine. So we have like 52 times 90 minutes lectures, and it's all about cardiology and nephrology and all these basic things.
In addition to the podcasts, you're also involved in developing educational videos for students, for example, to help them develop their clinical skills.
Yeah, we're doing that right now because we try to make our skills lab even better and help the students to prepare for that. So we are developing quite a few skills educational films right now, and we try to use new concepts to approach better learning in the students. Like making a dramatic movie, for example, and not the basic educational movies you know, and we try to do something different and see if it works or not.
Where are these videos accessible? Are they accessible online, or do you incorporate them into different e-learning models, for example, virtual patients?
We try to do both. Right now they are available at our online password-secured platform where they can download it, but I think the concept will be that we try to integrate that in case-based learning, for example, and other online tools.
So there's quite a lot of interesting multimedia-based activities going on. Do you think the students like it?
Well, we did an evaluation of the podcast study to see if they appreciate that, and they mainly did. A lot of them, I think 70% of the students used the podcast, and we got a lot of good feedback. And the same goes with the educational movies. They appreciate it, and they demand even more things to come.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.